Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
I dated a girl in 1983, and one of her best traits was that she had season tickets to the Birmingham Stallions back then.
That was one of her best traits.
Yes. I used to go to the games with her, and I always dreamed of this phrase that I'm about to say. The Birmingham Stallions are playing for the USFL Championship. It didn't happen in the 80s, but it's happening right now. And we're getting ready for the big game brought to you by our friends at Bud Light Next. Wherever you buy beer, zero carbs, 80 calories. Get Bud Light Next wherever you buy beer.
Well, the coach of those Birmingham Stallions, now under a lot of pressure after Dunaway made that announcement, is with us now. Coach Skip Holtz is on the JohnsonRVCenter.com hotline. Congratulations on making the championship game, Coach. How are you today?
I appreciate it. I felt really good. Now I got all this pressure on me. Are you kidding me? I felt really good going into this.
How was it playing a road game?
It was actually good. It was kind of nice to have a change of venue when you've been at one place 10 weeks in a row. And it was kind of nice to have a change of venue in a different stadium. But I really thought the players responded well. And we played really probably one of our better games as a football team. When you just look at playing smart, following the plans, not a lot of penalties, no turnovers. We're really good on third down, really good in the red zone. I thought the players really did a nice job of responding to a road game. Because truly, this was a road game for everybody because it's the first time anybody's had any travel at all associated with playing the game.
I'm interested. You've probably been on both sides of this, but when you get a kick return, a special teams touchdown, I don't know the stats, but it seems like that team always wins the game. How big was it for Victor Bolden to take that one to the house?
Well, it was huge. For sure, the first kickoff return of the season for a touchdown, and you look at the game before us, that's going to break your statistical chain there because both New Jersey and Philadelphia had a punt return, so somebody had to lose. but having the first kickoff return of the season, that was huge. And Victor is such an explosive player. We've been going back and watching some of the film and how different people tried to defend us. And even in playing Philadelphia the first time, they almost played a box and one defense, and they played zone everywhere else and played Victor and man. It just goes to show the respect that Victor may not have had all the numbers that maybe some other receivers had, but everybody is scheming their defense to say, how do we stop him? Because just as you saw, when he gets that ball under his arm, he's an electric player, and there's a reason that he led the league in all-purpose yards, and it was great to see it. But scoring on defense or scoring on special teams and scoring on defense was absolutely huge in that football game, having to score touchdowns in all three phases of the game. It kind of put our defense back out on the field quite a bit because they were out there for a long drive. New Orleans scored, kicked off. We scored a touchdown. They got to go right back out and play. We scored a touchdown on defense. They got to go right back out and play. And I don't know that it was necessarily the number of plays, but it was how many plays they had to play in a short period of time started to wear them down a little bit in that second and third quarter, which is why I think it was so huge our offense was able to do what they did in the fourth quarter and control the ball.
Coach Skip Holtz is with us. Birmingham Stallions, 6:30 Saturday night up in Canton playing for the USFL Championship. You can see the game on Fox. Coach is with us on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline. John Chavis had to love you with those two second half drives, keeping his defense off the field. Have you ever had a half where you only got the ball twice?
No, and I think in the first half, I think we only got it three times.
Wow.
You look at what we did not get the ball very many times. Mm-hmm. When you looked at the scoreboard, there was, 21 points on the board. And that was because of the special teams and the defensive play. So it might have skewed the numbers and maybe the stats a little bit. But the way they keep scores up on that scoreboard. And I would tell you, I think one of the things that we've been able to be as good as we've been this year because we've played such great complementary football. Our offense has a little mantra that anytime anybody scores on us, we have to answer the challenge. If anybody scores, we got to make sure we respond with a score. And it's one of the things that I think our football team has really done a nice job of. If somebody scores, we got to make sure we hold them out. That's the only way you can get a lead in some of these games. And I thought it was a hard-fought game. I thought our defense probably uncharacteristically gave up some yards in that game. But what they didn't do is they didn't give up points. And I thought they did an excellent job of keeping the ball in front of us and making them snap it again outside of a fourth down that they went for it on about the 30-yard line, and we were in man coverage and missed a tackle. Then they went on to score. But other than that, I thought our defense did a great job of keeping a very explosive football team in front of them. And, you know, it was funny because everybody talks about it's the third time. You're very familiar with each other. Offensively, they came out, ran a totally different blocking scheme, tried to attack the perimeter. The last two games they had run inside zone against us and tried to attack the inside. But I thought our defense did a great job of making some adjustments.
Did you guys watch any film on Sal Canella?
Well, if we didn't, we had a chance to see a whole lot of it on Saturday, I promise. I mean, you know, and it's one of these games that, you know, you're in a winner-go-home game. And what they did was they said he is their best player. He is explosive. He's dynamic. He's one of the leading receivers in this league. And he caught, I believe it was about 12 balls in that game. And I thought Kyle Sloter, he throws it on time. He throws very accurately. He throws it early. He anticipates the windows. I thought they did a great job. And there's a reason you get in these playoff games. Everybody you're playing is good. And so he's a great player. He did a great job. But like I said, fortunately, we let him catch the ball in front of us. But what we weren't going to do is give up the home run ball and the big play, and we were going to make him earn what they got.
Stallions getting ready for the USFL Championship game against the Stars coming up this week on Fox at 6:30. Our buddy Joe Klatt's on the call. I think Jason Garrett's dentist is going to send you a check one day, Skip, because they'll never have to use gas again on him. They just have to put that classic tee up, and he'll be giddy, and they'll drill all he wants. He loves that when you guys go to that. I never know if you ever see the broadcast, hear the audio. Back when we talked to you in the preseason, you didn't really know what your team's personality was going to be. Did you know back then that you would use that formation, or did that come to you as you went along?
You know, really, the way it evolved, I've used it everywhere I've been. And as the game has evolved to a spread game, speed and space, spread in the field, 10 personnel, 4 wideouts, as the game has turned into speed and spread, I feel one of the things that a lot of teams lose in that is toughness. And so one of the things that I wanted to be able to do was make sure that we could run the ball, convert short yardages, and be good in the red zone. And so I've used it everywhere I've been, but we didn't use it the first 4 weeks of the season because, unfortunately, with our limited numbers, I didn't know if we were going to have enough personnel active. When we were only able to activate 38 players, I didn't know that we'd have 2 tight ends and 3 backs that we could fill it out. It's interesting because we broke it out week 5, which was the week that they expanded the rosters from 45 to 50, and we were able to add Bo Scarborough to our backfield. That week that we were able to add an extra running back and enlarge our rosters a little bit and add 2 more guys, 1 player at each side of the ball, that was what we needed to be able to put this T-bone in. And so as soon as we enlarged our roster, we put it in. Philadelphia was the first game that we had a chance to run it. But it's a huge part of what we do, and I think it's just developed a toughness and a mindset. And then in that game Saturday, I mean, we had an 8-minute drive, 17 plays to take the ball down the field, to win it, to score, to go up 2 scores, to give them about 40 seconds to go in the game, I thought was huge. T-Bone was a huge part of that to finish that drive off once we got down inside the 20-yard line.
There is nothing worse than riding in a car with wet clothes. What was the trip from Canton to Cleveland like? Not only in wet clothes, but sticky Gatorade clothes.
Gatorade, that's what I was going to say. The wet I could handle, and I was fortunate. One of the coaches had an extra sweatshirt, so I got to change out my top at least so I wasn't freezing. But, it was a little sticky. I just say it was one of the more rewarding showers that I've ever had when I got back to Cleveland to get to the hotel room to take a shower. And it was – it was a great night. It was a lot of fun to win that game, a lot of pressure to go to the championship game and to get there. As we talked about with the team this morning, a lot of celebration on Saturday night, Sunday, Monday, their day off. But this morning when we went into team meetings, it's like, you know what? Time to flip the switch. That's over. Blank slate. Let's get into Philly. And right now our mindset's just really we're into game week. And this one feels like a bowl game because you're at the site for a week. And so you get the first couple days where you get to start to enjoy Cleveland, go out to dinner and go enjoy some of that. But as the week goes on, it's going to get tighter and tighter as far as kind of curfew type deal where we got to be in the hotel. Let's get some sleep. Let's get some rest, get ready to play. But it was an uncomfortable trip home, but it was an enjoyable trip home.
I would imagine in some of your players' mind, you were expecting it to be New Jersey on the other side at some point. The fact that it's not the number one seed from the other side, is that a little bit of the challenge for you this week to sort of wake the guys up and say, hey, this isn't a given. Our record looks different than theirs, but this is pro football. It's one game, winner take all.
Yeah, I think, obviously, they've won five of their last six, and it doesn't take a lot. The one game that they lost was a 23-26 game to New Jersey where they had the ball in about the 30-yard line going in at the end of the game and threw an interception. They were in field goal range for overtime. They tried to win it, then threw an interception to lose the game 23-26. So when you look at them, I think they have our team's attention because really they have been in position to win all six of their last six games. And you put on that game with New Jersey – I mean, they held New Jersey, who's one of the better offenses in this league, to really, when you look at it, they held them to 7 points. I mean, and then New Jersey ended up having a punt return for 7 points. So I think they're playing really well. They've got a very explosive offense, really good quarterback. They spread you out. They throw it all over the field. But they are playing a really good brand of football right now on the defensive side of the ball. And that's why they're able to be as successful as they are. And so I think they'll have our players' attention. Yeah, we all thought it'd be New Jersey, and New Jersey was 9-1, and they were favored to win, and they had beat Philadelphia the two times beforehand. But I think Philadelphia really came out with a chip on their shoulder. They came out with something to prove, and it wasn't a fluke the way they won. They returned a punt. New Jersey turned a punt. But really, instead of a 19-14 game, it could have very easily been a 12-7 game. No, I think they've got a really good football team, and they have our team's attention for sure.
All right, Coach, best of luck to you. We appreciate the time pulling for you, and hope you guys bring that trophy home.
Well, that's certainly what we're working for this week, and I look forward to that trip back to Birmingham to bring that trophy home. Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach. Take care. That is Coach Skip Holtz with us. The Birmingham Stallions getting ready to play for the USFL Championship. Sunday night, 6:30. Game is on Fox. As Dunaway said, Joel Klatt will be with us Thursday on the call of that one.
Do we have a parade if they win it?
You know, I was wondering about that. You're going to have the intersection of, I don't know about a parade. I don't know. You're going to have the intersection of the World Games still here, you know, over the next couple of weeks. So it'd be a delayed parade unless you just did it right.
And do they have a parade in Canton? What do you do?
I don't know. I mean, they can't even play the game in Birmingham because of the World Games. Could they have a parade in Birmingham, I guess?
Yeah, I don't figure out a place to do it.
A lot of streets are going to be closed down there from what I can gather.
Well,
I
mean, look at Morse Avenue.
Or should we just have a gathering?
I think a gathering more than a parade.
Invite the Stallions up here, right?
Yeah, whole team.
Yeah.
You get the whole roster in the studio. It'd be tight.
Yeah. Get them a taco bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get them a taco bar. Get them free beer. Yeah. Well, if we have to, we'll have the ticker tape parade right down our hallway here. Right down Double Down Media. Have Rockstar on one side, Lunsford on the other, throwing little pieces of paper.
When do you think the last actual ticker tape parade is? Because that phrase gets used a lot, ticker tape parade. I don't think we've done one of those probably.
Well, I know we did one at the end of World War II. We did one when the astronauts came back from the moon. I remember that one.
I think the Rangers got one when they won that one in 94. I think they got a ticker tape.
So you think maybe that's the last one?
I don't know.
Did the Yankees get it?
Because probably. It was a very New York thing.
And yeah. Since what time? You said 84?
No, 94. When the
yeah,
Rangers
I think
won.
It was more New York.
Yeah, New York did it, but I think Chicago adopted it for
Bulls
back in the day. Maybe the Bears in 85.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, kind of hard to pull off if you don't have a lot of high buildings and cut up paper.
Yeah. The cutting up paper part.
Well, we don't use as much paper anymore. Lance does, but most of the world doesn't.
That's right. If we'd just saved all the trash balls that you throw at the wall,
we could celebrate the Stallions.
We could have celebrated the Stallions that way. If they win, Brown, it's not a gimme yet.
Well, I mean, come on, Philadelphia 6-4.
Yeah.
Should be a
Stallions 4.5-point favorite. What?
Yeah. Are we all getting together to watch the game?
Well, it's Sunday night. I think
I didn't ask that.
I mean, did it blow me?
Lunsford, will you confirm that it's still 4.5? Because I've got a opportunity for Dunaway here.
Ooh, an opportunity.
An opportunity.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Are you going to let me take the Stallions and give you 4.5?
Yeah, if the number's still 4.5, whatever the number is, I'll go with it.
I cannot jinx the hometown Stallions.
They can still win the game, just maybe they don't cover.
It's still 4.5, according to Rockstar.
Right.
Yeah. Here's the most underrated, skips this offensive mind, the most underrated thing about the Stallions team is how physical they are on the defensive side of the football.
John Chavis, man, that guy. Yeah. And he described John Chavis's Tennessee defenses to a T. They moved the ball on us, but they never got it into the end zone.
Okay, this is a question. You think about this. Who's had more professional jobs? John Chavis, or no, the combination of professional and college jobs, or Larry Brown?
Oh, Larry Brown's had more. I got John Chavis here, I'll tell you. Larry Brown, oh, he's had a ton. Chavis
has been to Tennessee and then a bunch of people after that, but he was at Tennessee for a long time.
If you go back in the day, his first actual full-time job was Alabama A&M, Alabama State, then back to Alabama A&M, Tennessee. Well, Tennessee was the same job, just got promoted.
So I've got four right now.
LSU.
Five.
Texas A&M.
Six.
Arkansas.
Seven.
Stallions.
Eight.
Larry Brown.
Larry Brown's.
I think he's had eight NBA jobs.
No, he's had eight college jobs.
Larry Brown.
I've had a Larry Brown's 11.
Larry
closer
Brown,
than you think.
Larry
just
Brown,
in college, he's done basketball. Kansas, North Carolina, and what was it, Houston?
Larry Brown. Here you go. You ready for this?
Not Houston.
North
SMU.
Carolina assistant.
SMU.
Carolina Cougars. Denver Nuggets.
Oh, ABA. You're not even out of the ABA yet.
Denver Nuggets. UCLA. New Jersey Nets. Kansas. San Antonio Spurs. LA Clippers. Indiana Pacers. Philadelphia 76ers. Jeez. Detroit Pistons. New York Knicks. Charlotte Bobcats. SMU. The Exilium Torino. I won't even count that one for you, Lance. I'm up to 9, though. And Memphis.
You mean you're up 10. To 15.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
I said he had as many NBA jobs.
15 jobs. I don't know if I've had 15 different jobs in my life.
Denver Nets. Spurs. Clippers. Pacers. 76ers. Pistons. Knicks. Bobcats. He's had 9 NBA jobs.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Okay. Write your... First of all, tell us about Cowan Equipment. And we'll make this a Cowan Equipment poll question. How many jobs have you had
who do you think's
in your
had
life
the most
over
jobs
under 10?
On, and by the way, I was at Jocks for 24 years. Who do you think's had the most jobs of the four of us?
Probably Dunaway. He's worked for 2 TV stations just in the time we've been together. Are you counting those? I don't know how to count this.
Oh, I've got my whole working life here.
I do too. I'm going through this.
I mean, I've had dual jobs at the same time.
Are you counting both of those?
Yeah, at the same time. Yeah, I'm even going back when I got 25 cents announcing at the Little League ballpark. I'm going to count that as one of my jobs.
My sole proprietorship of playing a gig, is that an individual job? Because I got a lot of those.
No, these have got to be somewhat separate or separate corporations. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah. Are we counting this as a job?
I think you got to, right?
I'm done. I barely beat John Chavis. I've had 11 my whole life. And that includes...
You just ask if we're counting this as a job.
Yeah.
Did you get up and come here today?
I mean, I've sat here...
Look at your calendar. What does today say?
So just as an...
Now these are all legal jobs, right?
Yeah, as a 12-year-old announcing for a quarter a game in free concession, that's my first job. Church's Chicken, I'll count that. I worked for 2 weeks. WQMS AM 1500. Misty's restaurant one summer. Colonial Pipeline one summer. A car dealership in Sylacauga that no longer exists. I didn't write that one down. For a few months. I mean, some of these I didn't even stay a half a year.
Yeah, I think I'm up to 8.
If you count a job that I was at for over a year,
mm-hmm. All right, I've only got
7.
All right, I'm in 8. So Indian Oaks Golf Course was my very first job. Anybody stunned by that one?
Yeah.
Woodland Park Batting Cages, ran those for a little bit. Media Masters, which was a company I was actually part owner of. That was my first corporate ownership.
How's it doing today?
I don't think it's any longer in business. I got my cut and got out of there. WHMA Radio in Anniston. the Alabama Radio Network, that is not the outfit that broadcast Alabama sporting events.
Crimson Tide Sports
Network. Crimson Tide Sports Network. This was an actual news and sports network. I worked with Chris Stewart there, the late, great Mike Wood, Ray Melick, WJOX after that, ABC 3340, I've worked with for a long time, and then the next round, that's eight. Yep. So eight total, unless I've forgotten one.
Before Brown interrupted me, after Colonial Pipeline, CBS 42, WLEX, WVTM, CBS 42 again, Jocks, and this one.
I have got 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 14 jobs for me.
14.
12 for me, if you count even waiting tables and announcing Little League ballparks. 12.
Oh, I didn't put my announcing. I've got 15.
Yeah. So, you counting the lock?
I'm not counting that.
Lock.com.
That's actually, yeah, 16. So I sold garbage bags, worked at two different car washes, did daycare, after school care.
Whoa, 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 I got kids.
Yep. Oh, quick break here. It's brought to you by this quick break, brought to you by Cowan Equipment. Have you done that yet?
I have not done away, but Cowan Equipment, they have been with us since day one on our new venture here. And Cowan Equipment would love the opportunity to partner with your company for your heavy equipment needs. Visit us. Go to Cowan.com to find out more about how we can be your heavy equipment solution, from rental and new equipment sales to superior service and parts. For more information, Cowan.com.
Still got to do three segments and a few sponsors, but when we come back, LT used to be in charge of kids after school. That's next on The Next Round.
Take The Next Round anywhere you go with official Next Round gear. Buy yours today at nextround.store.
Remember the name Way to Wellness if you're battling weight loss in your life. I'm Jim Dunaway from The Next Round. There was a time I was over 216 pounds until Way to Wellness helped me lose 45 pounds, and now for over 2 years, they've helped me keep that weight off. Here's their website, aplanforme.com, aplanforme.com. That's a great name for a website because there's no cookie-cutter plan. Everything is designed specifically for you. No contract, no sign-up fees, and your first consultation is free at Way to Wellness. If renting is putting a dent in your bank account, here's your sign from the universe that it's time to buy a new home. And who better to help you through the ins and outs of home buying than our friends at Mortgage Right? With Mortgage Right, you don't have to worry about becoming a short notice mortgage expert because they do all the heavy lifting for you. They're trusted mortgage professionals, and they'll help you choose the right mortgage option and stand by your side every step of the way. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR to buy before renting runs you dry. That's MortgageRight.com/TNR. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender. At Alfa Romeo of Birmingham, you can now drive the 2022 Alfa Romeo Giulia TI, the Italian sports sedan of your dream, starting at $499 per month plus tax with $4,999 down, plus first payment and title due at delivery. Come experience the passion and performance of Alfa Romeo of Birmingham, 1837 Grants Mill Road, or Alfa Romeo USA of Birmingham.com.
Financial lease, 10,000 miles per year, WAC, MSRP, $51,490, stock numbers Q0059, Q0068, or Q00.
Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Birmingham store. Did you know that many professional athletes have their shoes custom fitted to their feet? At New Balance Birmingham, we think everyone should have perfect fitting shoes. So our in-store fit specialists take precise measurements to determine your foot size, shape, and gait before matching you with the perfect New Balance shoe. Come see us at the New Balance Birmingham store, located on Highway 280 next to Chick-fil-A. New Balance Birmingham. Experience the difference a custom fit makes today.
A legendary coach once said, "It's not the will to win that matters, it's the will to prepare to win." Bryant Bankers have the dedication and experience to put together a financial game plan that's right for you. Stop by one of the 7 Central Alabama locations today or give them a call at 1-855-4-BRYANT to begin preparing for your financial future today. You'll find out what unbeatable service and legendary results are all about. Bryant Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Golf season is in full swing, and you know what that means for me, my favorite time of year. Ryan Brown here from The Next Round, inviting you to enjoy 18 holes of great golf at Ballantrae Golf Club. Just off I-65 in Pelham, Ballantrae Golf Club is one of my favorite spots in Birmingham. 18 great holes of golf designed by one of my favorite designers, Bob Kopp, and they keep the golf course in superb shape. They treat you like family when you're out there as well. Go enjoy Ballantrae Golf Club for yourself this spring and summer. 620-GOLF for a tee time, 620-4653, Ballantrae Golf Club. Anheuser-Busch wants every experience for you around beer to be a good one. and getting home safely is always a priority. So encourage friends to decide to ride, whether it's by being the designated driver, calling an Uber, or taking public transit. You cannot drive drunk if you don't drive there. This message is brought to you by Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, Uber, Birmingham Budweiser, and the Next Round, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Double Down Media podcast family is live and full of content for all ages. The Mystery Fifth Hour gives the Next Round host a chance to talk about everything but sports. Pour a glass of Bama and bourbon, our weekly college football conversation while sipping some of the most interesting pours in the bourbon world. And our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call. LT takes off the gloves for an in-depth conversation with stars like Taylor Hicks, presented by Redmond Vodka. Find those podcasts and more by searching The Next Round on Apple, Spotify, and on our website, NextRoundLive.com.
Want more of the show? Download the app or visit NextRoundLive.com for the latest podcast, The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, and our entire Double Down Media podcast family, all at NextRoundLive.com and on the Next Round app.
Drunk driving prevention is a priority at Anheuser-Busch. You can't drive drunk if you don't drive there. Encourage friends to join in the pledge to Decide to Ride on DecideToRide.com. Brought to you by Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, Uber, Birmingham Budweiser, and the Next Round. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Didn't even know we were still drug testing in college, but we are. Nebraska lost their starting offensive lineman for the season. Nereddin Nwuneli is done for the year. Failed a drug test. He apologizes. I assume it's some kind of performance enhancing. He hopes to be back with the Cornhuskers in 2023. Part of our show is being brought to you by the great folks at Wayne's. They have an unbelievable offer for you.
Best one I can remember them making on our show, so it's a great time to jump aboard with that SmartPest service. You do not want rodents in your crawl spaces, in your attics. You want somebody to take care of them, and Wayne's does that for you. Here's how they do it. They set up this rodent monitoring 24/7. As soon as it indicates that there's a rodent, it proactively communicates that to Wayne's. Wayne's gets out there, exterminates the problem before it's a big problem. You don't do anything except call 866-WAYNES-1. 866-WAYNES and the number 1 for a limited time. You can use the code TNR, the Next Round, TNR, and save $100 off your Smart Pest initial service there when you call 866-WAYNES-1, 866-WAYNES and the number 1.
By the way, that video that way back at the beginning of the show we were talking about, somebody has sent us that video on our social media platform. We'll send that back around later on. But Dave has sent a GIF of Lady Bird rocking a baby on the bird on a couch. It's not really Lady Bird, but it's a dog rocking a baby. As we get to LT's daycare, tell us about Lance's Lock Daycare.
Well, first of all, I've got 17 different jobs, and they're pretty crazy because having 17 jobs but one job at Jocks was 24 years. That's hard to have 16 other jobs
around.
That is
true. That's a great point.
Yeah. Yeah.
You finally got it right.
But pretty fascinating jobs, but I guess we don't have time to go through those.
Yeah, I mean, do whatever you want to do.
I'll just go quick. Trash bags, car wash, daycare, which I'll come back to, landscaping, Applebee's, work for Bryant Denny doing construction, play-by-play in the Jayhawk League.
Very few people realize you built Bryant Denny Stadium.
That's
I did. Mainline Brewery, I worked there in Westwood in California. Then I went to do telemarketing in California, then Universal Studios. Then came back to Tuscaloosa, Lone Star Steakhouse.
Wow.
I delivered printers in Birmingham. I delivered cars for a dealership locally. Then I worked for Radio Disney, for Jocks, the Next Round, Lance's Lock.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's very impressive.
So tell us about daycare.
It was my last semester of my senior year in high school and back to my old elementary school, Edgewood. And so I would get there at 3 o'clock and I would keep kids after school till 5 o'clock. We'd just play war ball and kickball and, you know, just hang out with, you know, third, fourth and fifth graders, you know, me and three or four other guys that were, you know, either in high school or college.
Now you as a third.
Jay Barker's sister worked with me.
Andrea Barker?
Yeah. You used to date her a little bit?
Well, yeah.
So third, fourth, and fifth graders.
A little bit.
You were very much on the streets a lot. You talk about running the streets as third, yeah. fourth, and fifth graders. Did you teach them any life lessons?
Never take a Thanksgiving underdog. Yeah.
No.
Today, kids, we're going to teach you about the hook.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know about that.
You didn't teach them any life lessons?
I probably did. That's been a long time ago.
That's interesting. I never would have pegged you working daycare.
Yeah.
And the other one that jumped out at me, and there's somewhere. There's somebody in a DirecTV call center laughing at the fact that Lance did telemarketing.
It was funny. I did telemarketing for one day, but we had a script, and it was in the top of a hotel over off of Westwood 2, over by the UCLA campus, and when you would make a sale, you'd ring the bell. And I was the only guy during the entire day.
Wearing that bell
I rang the bell twice.
Did you?
Yeah, I had
felt
two
good,
sales
huh?
one day. They didn't want me to go. But the very next day, I got a job at Universal Studios.
Yeah.
You and now the ex-wife, right?
Yeah, I mean, we only had one car out there, so we had to make that work.
Was it called Hot Shot Photography?
No, it was called Amazing Pictures.
Amazing Pictures.
Amazing Pictures.
This is amazing, man.
All right, let's do four downs. It's brought to you by Vulcan Tires.
Four great locations, soon to be a fifth location. Get the car in, get a look at the brake pads, wheel alignment, tires, and more. They can do a bumper-to-bumper for you and your family. For more information, make sure you go online, VulcanTireAndAuto.com.
First down.
All right. Right now, Matt Hayes says it's Mario Cristobal 1, Billy Napier 0. Who's at their job longer, Mario or Billy Napier, with the way the collectives are sort of shuffling out?
Oof. That's a tough one right there.
Well, it is. And, you know, I would say that, you know, Billy's at the better job, but Mario's back at his alma mater. And it seems like Miami's got more money to spend than anyone. So if Mario has a ton of success, they can pay him whatever he wants. He's never going to leave. I'm going to say Cristobal.
I think I'll go Mario as well. Florida has not been patient with bad coaches. You know, they've been patient with good. Well, they don't, you have to be patient with good coaches. But think about how quick Florida says, hey, this is not working out. We're getting out of this. I mean, what was it? 3 years with Zook, 4 years with Muschamp.
I mean, but even the guys that won, Urban Meyer wasn't there long.
It's tough, yeah.
Seems to burn pretty hard there.
It wears on you. Urban and Steve Spurrier, even Steve Spurrier, who made them great, it wore on him. I think it's a tougher place to be a coach at Florida, so I'll take Mario.
Second down.
Weirdest piece of sports memorabilia you own. We just told you about Coors Light, making cans of Coors with shaved ice from the rink there in Colorado, Ball Arena, home of the Avalanche. Weirdest piece of sports memorabilia you have, either one of you?
For me, it was a Baltimore Orioles Coca-Cola 1983 World Series commemorative bottle, and I think I gave it to our old colleague Patrick Miller because he's a big Orioles fan.
Yep. Mark Bulger autographed game-worn jersey that Lance wouldn't take from me. Well, I tried to give it to him as a gift. You just got, I wouldn't call it weird, I'd call it unique. You just got one. It's in our office right there that somebody brought you.
Yeah, the guys from ATX gave me a little part of Super Bowl 54.
You want me to go get it and bring it in here?
So sure,
please do.
Because you got to read the
Have you seen it, Rockstar?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Like,
you
if you were like, hey, bring me something back from Super Bowl 54 or 55. 55.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would have said anything but this.
Journal? Oh, wow. That's
awesome.
Dude, that's great.
Blue Lot 6. Thank you, the folks at ATX.
But it's got the Super Bowl logo on it.
Does,
okay
right,
for the Super Bowl.
Right
yeah, but I had that
legit.
It's the golf tour, the LIV tour.
It's true. My dad did he did some business with Mark Bulger's dad, and Mark Bulger's dad gave him that autographed jersey, and I really thought Lance would like it. And I was like, Lance, I got something for you, and I brought it to him. He's like, I don't really.
Yeah, like, okay. Bulger was a good quarterback. Yeah. Underrated.
Rams gear.
That threw me off. The trophy, I thought it was IV, LIV, but that's just LV, right? 55?
No, it's LIV. Same thing. No, it's...
No.
Oh, that's right. 55. LIV is 54.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So it's 55.
Yeah.
All right, third down.
Third down.
Happy birthday, Mark Grace. Happy birthday, Bobby Hurley. Who had a better career, Mark Grace or Bobby Hurley?
Bobby Hurley, early on, one of the great point guards in the history of college basketball, but Mark Grace had the better career. Bobby Hurley, drafted by Sacramento, really did.
Yeah, Bobby Hurley, a good. If you went college career versus pro career, Hurley is a college player, Grace is a pro player. Which
career, though.
A career is Grace.
College. Yeah. And Hurley's coaching now.
Yeah, no, Grace was a good college player, too, though.
Yeah.
Didn't he play at Arizona State?
Maybe where Hurley is coaching now.
Yeah. I think so. Anyway,
Grace is still doing baseball, right? He's still doing broadcast.
He was a coach at one point, but then now he's in a broadcaster, I think, for the Diamondbacks.
Fourth down.
And finally, happy birthday, Mel Brooks, the actor, and John Cusack, the actor.
Mel Brooks.
Wow, you didn't even get that one out.
Which have you seen more of, Mel Brooks or John Cusack?
I've probably seen more Cusack.
Yeah, I haven't watched a ton of Mel Brooks that I can think of.
Now, he produces a lot, right? He's not always in it.
Blazing Saddles, no, Young Frankenstein.
He puts himself in a lot of them, though.
History of the World.
Yeah, but doesn't he put himself in a lot of his
movies?
Yeah, he did. Early stuff he did.
Yeah. I mean, all the 90s.
Robin Hood.
John Cusack stuff.
Yeah, right? I've seen more Cusack, but Mel Brooks has had the better career.
Also, happy birthday, Elon Musk, today. 51. A lot of money for a 51-year-old. Kathy Bates, who's 74 today. And John Elway, who's 62. And Al Downing. Al Downing, known for? Al
the
Downing?
Pitch to Henry Aaron. The Henry Aaron drove out for 715, right?
To break Babe Ruth. He's 81 today.
Great call. Here's the pitch by Downing.
I said Al Downing to my wife. You know what her answer was? The guy that drove OJ in the Bronco.
Al Callum.
That's kind of close.
I thought she was going to say Home Improvement.
That is Four Downs, brought to you by our friends at Vulcan Tires.
Hey, four great locations, soon to be a fifth location in Pell City. Make sure you stop into one of those great locations, locally owned and operated. For more information, VulcanTireAndAuto.com.
All right, when we come back, we're going to save, LT, we're going to save your topic that you wanted to do, but AL.com, they put out the records, individual records at the University of Alabama football. An amazing list. Some that are not good, some that are fantastic, some that will never be broken. LT has a handful of those that we'll give you on the other side or when we come back right here on TNR.
Follow the Next Round on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Next Round Live.
Hey, it's Jim Dunaway. Let me take a second to talk about my friend Greg from Pell City and his company, Storm Restoration Roofing. He's the owner, and it's been locally owned for over 20 years. Insurance companies love Greg, and that's going to benefit you, the customer. Storm Restoration Roofing is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and they'll give you a free no-cost inspection. No obligation, no cost. 205-542-3531. 542-3531, or look up Greg from Pell City on Facebook. It's Greg Nelson and Storm Restoration Roofing.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who miss the fairway all day and still pull out the big stick, the type of guys who will always prefer to be behind the grill than in front of the camera, and the men who never let their friends forget about a high school nickname. This is the Lodge Mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Who wants to settle for a single TV? With more TVs, bigger screens, plus our fabulous scenic views, there's more to watch at Twin Peaks.
IV therapy, B12 injections, cryotherapy, and compression therapy all under one roof. It's our friends at Hydra Live Therapy. IV therapy treatments are packed with nutrients to increase energy, reduce stress and anxiety, and boost your immune system and more. If you mention the Next Round at checkout, save 20% off any service. You can join the IV League today. Members are rewarded with deep discounts. Make sure you ask about that. Hydra Live Therapy opens 7 days a week. Homewood, Tuscaloosa, and coming soon to Greystone. Hey parents, is your son or daughter moving to Tuscaloosa this fall? Consider investing versus paying thousands in apartment rent. Lance Taylor here to tell you about our friend Tyler Bigby. Tyler is an award-winning realtor that helps parents find properties to save them thousands. Tyler also specializes in game day condos and residential homes. Find out today why Tyler is rated number one by RateMyAgent.com for Tuscaloosa County. Call 205-826-6476 for Tyler Bigby, the Advantage Realty Group. Once again, 205-826-6476.
There's nothing I like more than a unique, delicious meal, and that's what you get at Champy's World Famous Fried Chicken right on Highway 119 in Alabaster. Those great full fried chicken plates, the tenders, the poor boys, but I love the Southern staple chicken on a stick. It's perfect for a tailgate or watching the big game. And then the authentic Mississippi Delta recipe homemade tamales, the best I've ever tasted. See the whole menu or order online at champyschicken.com. For Blues, Brews, and Bird, it's Champy's Chicken, Highway 119, Alabaster.
Summer weather is finally here. Make sure your air conditioner is ready for the Alabama heat. Adam, Chad, and the team at Hemp Hill are the ones to call for all of your HVAC needs. Hemp Hill Services is a locally owned and operated independent train dealer, and the team can service all makes and models. Get the guys at Hemp Hill Services to make sure your HVAC unit is ready to help you beat the Alabama heat this summer. For all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs, do what I do. Call Hemp Hill Services. It's hard to stop a train. 205.
229-2090. When it comes to choosing a dentist, two things are critical: trust and comfort. Ryan Brown here from the Next Round. It's why I tell you about Stone Creek Dental Care. Dentist owned and operated, and Stone Creek Dental Care is the Southeast premier provider of comprehensive dental care with more than 20 locations, including Birmingham, Chattanooga, Huntsville, Trussville, and Montgomery. Stone Creek Dental Care is able to provide a level of quality care you will not find anywhere else. From your basic cleaning to restorative dentistry, cosmetics, and endodontics, Stone Creek Dental Care covers a wide and comprehensive range of dental services for patients of any age. Stone Creek Dental Care's mission is to provide the highest quality dental care to every single patient in an environment that exemplifies the highest ethical, personal, compassionate, and professional standards, and to provide the best patient experience possible. Stone Creek Dental Care is currently accepting new patients at all locations, and new patients get a free Chick-fil-A gift card at your first appointment. So visit StoneCreekDentalCare.com to find a location nearest you. StoneCreekDentalCare.com.
Want more of the show? Download the app or visit nextroundlive.com for the latest podcast. The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast like Bama and Bourbon, and the entire Double Down Media podcast family, all at nextroundlive.com and on the Next Round app.
Want more of the show? Download the app or visit nextroundlive.com for the latest podcast, The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, and the entire Double Down Media podcast family, all at nextroundlive.com and on the Next Round app.
Chris, with a great piece of sports memorabilia he sent in. Tying everything together this hour after talking with Skip Holtz, who will have the Stallions in the USFL championship game this weekend. He has, from Pan Am, a trip to Los Angeles, the Coliseum, and two tickets to see the Birmingham Stallions in the LA Express back on March 4th, wow. 1984, 1 p.m. LA Coliseum.
What's older, that you're flying Pan Am or that they're playing the LA Express?
Exactly.
Which one feels older?
Pan Am.
By the way, he was seat 6 and 5 in row 71 in section 6L.
According to 6L. LT, he was lucky to live to get that high. Yep. Going up those stairs to 71.
He really was.
Pan Am. You can't beat the experience.
Pan Am was the official carrier for the USFL, though. How about that?
You know, it's funny. I saw somebody the other day at the airport when we were doing our trip 2 weeks ago, and he had a Pan Am t-shirt on.
Oh, I haven't seen
really?
It's probably his Lucky Fly shirt.
Wasn't
Lunsford, I think, has a knockoff with a Next Round logo, Pan Am, in the store. Is that already in the store, Lunsford?
Give me 10 minutes.
Catch me if you can. He was scamming Pan Am, right?
Yes.
That was the airline. Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Part of the show being brought to you by our friends at Precision Sports. They'll get you back into the game, and then LT has some records that he thinks may never be broken.
Hey, if you're a golfer, a tennis player, or anything in between, let the specialist at Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics guide your journey back to health. Our physicians have been caring for athletes and their families in 9 Birmingham metro areas. Our team of experts will work with you on a personalized treatment plan to get you back to health. Your greatest comeback starts here. Book an appointment online. Go to precisionsportsmedicine.com/comeback.
By the way, Bobby says Mark Grace not only led Major League Baseball in hits in the 90s, but he introduced the term slump buster to the general public. You'll have to, if you don't know what that means, look it up. Not suitable for work.
And San Diego State. Not Arizona State.
Bobby is dead on with that. That is one that is stuck around.
And that was his version?
I think it was, yeah. I think it might have been on the Rome show.
Mm, how about that? Did not know that.
That is great.
By the way, Patrick. we'll give Patrick
outstanding.
Give Patrick a vine right here. Patrick says, a big Avalanche fan, he'd drink a case of ice shavings of Coors Light as they won the championship. Pretty good there. All right.
What are these records from our friends at AL.com? I think it's Michael Casagrande, the big house.
Yeah, it's pretty cool because, I mean, some of these are, the majority I don't think will ever be broken. You guys tell me. So they start out by just saying some history. Alabama's record on homecoming, 85-13-1. That's probably not too surprising. On national TV, Alabama's got a pretty good record, 304-136-4. I can't believe they dug this deep. This is like Elias. Okay, here are records. You guys tell me if this will ever be broken. The records for points in one game for Alabama. Back in 1951 against Delta State, they won 89-0.
I do think if Saban set out to break that with some of the teams he's had, he could have, but it's you just don't do it anymore. So, no, you'll never break that.
The one I remember is, I think, 77-6.
That was like Virginia Tech.
Or yeah, Alabama like over VPI.
Yeah, I'll get to that. So, Marion Military, they beat that team in 1922. I don't think it counted. It was an exhibition game, but it was 110-0. And the highest scoring regular season SEC game, regulation game for Alabama was 66 points. That was in 17. So that was a Saban game.
Yeah. 2017, okay.
Most rushing yards against a team for Alabama. Zero chances will ever be broken.
This would have been back in the wishbone days of Bear Bryant. Where
it was 1973.
They didn't throw the ball a lot. I'm going to say they ran the ball for 423 yards against Ole Miss.
I don't think I've ever put this up in Tecmo Bowl, EA College Sports.
I bet you did in that one dot game. Remember that game in the 80s where it was basically, and you go, and then it would go.
I forgot what that was called, but I like that game.
Yeah.
748 rushing yards against Virginia Tech in 1973. You think that'll be broken?
Wow. No.
That's an old school wishbone.
77-6 win. That is also the SEC record. Yeah. Number two is Alabama, 572 against Kentucky in 45, and they did 514 against Mississippi State in 1986.
86, still rolling along.
Most rushing attempts in a game.
By an individual?
Nope, by the team. 1979, it was in a 45-0 win.
I'd say they ran the ball. They didn't throw the ball back then. I'd say they ran the ball 79 times.
Well, that's a lot.
That seems close. I mean, 80 plays in a game, probably.
82 times.
82, wow.
The most since 1980, they did 77 against Tennessee. Most rushing touchdowns?
In a team in a season?
No.
Or in a game?
Game.
I want to say I remember Alabama. I can't remember watching Alabama get six in a game, but I could be wrong.
I'm going to say it was. I'm going to say it was 11, and it was in that VPI game.
Virginia Tech, it was 10, also against Delta State.
Virginia Tech game.
Most total yards in a game?
Ooh, 800.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I think Alabama's had 800 yards.
I mean,
game.
If they rush for 700, I'll say 800.
It was 833 against Virginia Tech. Boy, I bet that was a fun game to watch.
What a beat
that. Hope you had Bama in the over in that one.
And they called off the dogs, apparently.
Fewest points allowed by a Saban-era team was 106 back in 2011, 8.2 per game. The last sub-triple-digit allowance was way back in 1980, 96 points, 8.7 per game. Do you think the 8.2 will ever be broken?
No, not this day and age. Although, I mean, like Georgia this year gave up, what'd they give up, 10 or 12?
I think it ended up being like, even after the playoffs, wasn't it like 14?
Yeah, I thought it was lower than that, but it wasn't 8, I don't think.
Alabama team's fewest yards allowed in a game.
I'm going to say an old school defense did negative yards.
I mean, is this modern day football or back in
1940?
That's negative.
I'm going to say negative yards.
Yeah. Negative 17 yards.
Yeah. Rough offensive day. Then.
Now, the fewest rushing yards allowed in the Saban era. Do you guys remember this?
I'm going to say that it's because it counts sacks. I'm going to say it's 8 yards.
Negative?
No, just 8.
No, I think they held State to negative rushing this year, this past season, didn't they?
Fewest yards, it was what we would consider a body bag game. The 2011 Capital One Bowl against Michigan State, negative 48 rushing yards.
Are you kidding me?
Michigan State, who liked to run the ball, even back then.
Yeah, they were trying to burn clock and still rushed it for minus 48.
This is one that I would put anything in the world on. I feel good about those
others.
We'll
never see it again?
Fewest points allowed in a season.
I think like in the 61 team, didn't they give up like 7 points the whole season or something like that?
I remember Tennessee, I think, has the SEC
got
record.
A zero.
Yeah, for this. Tennessee has the record.
This was 1930 for Alabama.
Oh, was
1930,
it?
I'm going to say it was 8.
13 points.
13 points.
Wow. Consecutive games with a block kick.
That's random. 3, I don't know.
This is pretty recent.
With a block kick?
Yeah.
I'll say 2009.
1991, four. Most shutouts in a season?
I think Tennessee has the record. I think they have seven, so I'll say Alabama, five.
Alabama had eight in 1930.
So that Tennessee team has more.
Play, yeah.
Yeah. Most interceptions for an Alabama defense? This could technically get broken.
Yeah. I'm going to say seven in one game?
No, this is this season.
I'll say 38.
It was 25. The next most was, and that was in 1979 with really good defense. 24 in 2009.
Yeah, we throw the ball a lot more. I think you can beat that.
Longest SEC winning streak for Alabama?
SEC winning streak?
Yeah.
I'm going to say in the 70s, and I'm going to say Vince Dooley broke it in 76. So before that, 41.
27 straight from 76 to 80. I asked you this earlier, the longest Saban era, and you got this right.
Yeah, it was from the bowl loss in 2008 to all of 2009 until the South Carolina game.
Yeah, it was 18.
Yeah.
18. Fewest total Alabama yards in a game. These are the bad, if y'all want the bad.
Okay. Just a couple of them, then we'll take our last break.
Fewest total Alabama yards in a game. This will never happen again either.
I mean, did they have like 60 yards?
This was against Missouri in the 1968 Gator Bowl.
Oh, wow. Bad one to travel to Jacksonville on.
Really?
We went to Jacksonville and watched a bowl game with Alabama, and they gave up a record number of fewest yards gained. Is it less than 100?
23 yards against Missouri in a 35-10 loss. I don't know how you score 10 points. Last time Alabama was held below 200 yards actually was a Nick Saban team, a really good team in 2008. They had just 172 yards in a win over Tulane. Do you guys remember that?
I don't know.
Nope. Don't remember that one.
Let's see. What year was it?
2008.
I don't remember.
Damn, McElroy.
Just a couple more. Most interceptions thrown.
JP, actually. Yeah.
Most interceptions thrown?
Yep.
It was McElroy's fault. Yeah. Wouldn't push him in practice.
I think Scott Hunter threw six in one game, so I'm going to say he's involved in this.
See, I thought Scott Hunter was the record, too, but he told me no.
Well, was Scott Hunter, he was after 1970, though, wasn't he?
No, that's him.
Okay. That's him.
I think it was against Tennessee or something.
It was against Tennessee. Yeah. Eight interceptions.
Yeah, that's the one where, was it Dennis Holman came back to the huddle and said, "Hell, Scott, try to throw it to them, and I'll intercept one."
That's right. Throw it to somebody in orange jersey, and I'll try my best to intercept it.
Okay, two more. Longest losing streak for Alabama?
Four games. Oh, I don't know. Here's Whitworth, probably eight games.
Yeah, I'll say 10.
17 games from 54 to 56.
Got to fire somebody for that.
We'll need to bring somebody in for that.
And then finally, fewest first downs in a game.
Zero.
They had one against Texas A&M back in the 1942 Cotton Bowl. Think about going to that
Cotton Bowl. Bama's had some
bad bowl trips.
Bowl games.
All right, that is from AL.com today, Michael Casagrande. Maybe we'll get some Auburn records tomorrow. I don't know what's on tap at AL.com. Our final thoughts when we come back right here. The show being brought to you by our friends at Mortgage Right LT.
Yes, our friends at Mortgage Right, they've got a special assistance pay program for you. So, look, if you don't have any money to put down on a house, our guys at Mortgage Right, they're there with a little help for you. Mortgage Right's down payment assistance program gives you the option to purchase a new home without coming out of pocket for a down payment. Their team of mortgage experts always ready to offer their time, tips, and tools to help move you in with confidence with no money down. Take advantage of this home buying benefit. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR today. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.
Follow LT on Twitter at TheLanceTaylor.
If you're looking for a fun golf atmosphere that is laid back with a peaceful environment, the Meadows Golf Course in Harpersville, right off of Highway 280, is perfect for you. Just a short drive from Birmingham, this 18-hole, 200-acre track with rolling fairways and ample greens is the definition of peacefulness of the country just miles from the city. Enjoy a great lunch before your round and a cocktail on the wraparound porch after 18. Come see us today. The Meadows Golf Course in Harpersville, right off of Highway 280. Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about our friends at Gutter Cap. Gutter Cap's that patented aluminum cover system that fits over most existing gutters to keep out debris and eliminate that gutter cleaning. It's back with a lifetime warranty, almost 20-year service record right here in Birmingham. Stay off that dangerous ladder forever. 45% off the retail price now if you call guttercapbirmingham.com. Call my good friend Chris Stewart now, 205-823-2212. Cap it, don't snap it, it's Gutter Cap.
Wayne's Pest Control has taken pest control to the next level. Ryan Brown here from The Next Round. Keep your home pest-free and rodent-free with Wayne's proprietary Smart System. Smart is a digital, eco-friendly rodent monitoring solution that tells Wayne's you have an unwanted mouse or rodent before you even know about it. Wayne's Smart Service professionals will proactively set up an appointment to take care of that problem, keeping your family and pets safe and healthy. And right now, get $60 off Smart Pest Service with the offer code TNR. Let Wayne's create your happy place. 866-WAYNES-1 or call Wayne's.com.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin. Just ask our team member, Marcus.
Let's just say you can't take America's Dairyland out of Culver's. Like the real Wisconsin cheese on our juicy butter burgers. The farm fresh dairy in our fresh frozen custard. Even our crispy golden Wisconsin cheese curds. It may sound cheesy. Cheesy. But we love where we come from at Culver's.
Almost as much as we love sharing it with our guests. Welcome to Delicious.
A legendary coach once said, "It's not the will to win that matters, it's the will to prepare to win." Bryant Bankers have the dedication and experience to put together a financial game plan that's right for you. Stop by one of the 7 Central Alabama locations today or give them a call at 1-855-4-BRYANT to begin preparing for your financial future today. You'll find out what unbeatable service and legendary results are all about. Bryant Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Summer means cookouts and spending time with the family and friends in the backyard. Ryan Brown here. Nothing can ruin a party like mosquitoes. Wayne's environmentally safe Mosquito Plus solution safely and effectively eliminates mosquitoes. Plus, they provide protection against fleas and ticks, helping keep your outdoor entertainment spaces safe, comfortable, and pest-free for your family and your four-legged family members. Wayne's has turned my backyard oasis into my happy place. They can do the same for you. Give them a call, 866-WAYNES-1 or call Wayne's.com.
The Next Round is proud to partner with Vulcan Tire and Auto, and we're excited to announce their first-class team and facilities are growing. If you are an experienced general maintenance technician looking for a new opportunity with a great growing company, go by Vulcan Tire. They want to talk to you. Not experienced, but interested in working on cars? Again, go by Vulcan Tire. They have a spot for anyone that has a can-do attitude, wants to work, and enjoys helping people. 4 locations and more to come. Vulcan Tire and Automotive, Moody, Trustful, Hoover, and Gardendale. VulcanTireAndAuto.com.
Anheuser-Busch wants every experience for you around beer to be a good one. And getting home safely is always a priority. So encourage friends to decide to ride, whether it's by being the designated driver, calling an Uber, or taking public transit. You cannot drive drunk if you don't drive there. This message is brought to you by Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, Uber, Birmingham Budweiser, and The Next Round. Anheuser-Busch. St. Louis, Missouri.
The Double Down Media podcast family is live and full of content for all ages. The Mystery Fifth Hour gives The Next Round host a chance to talk about everything but sports. Pour a glass of Bama and bourbon, our weekly college football conversation while sipping some of the most interesting pours in the bourbon world. And our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call. LT takes off the gloves for an in-depth conversation with stars like Taylor Hicks, presented by Redmond Vodka. Find those podcasts and more by searching The Next Round on Apple, Spotify, and on our website, NextRoundLive.com.
Final thoughts today brought to you by Dr. B, getting that hair right for LT.
Hey, with age, unfortunately, things start to fall out. For me, it was this year with a little hair. I asked around. Everyone said, call Dr. Beckenstein. I set up that consultation with Dr. B and his team. They perform that genetic testing to determine the best course of treatment. It's cutting edge. Dr. B, the only one in the state offering it. He can target an individual's treatment based on their genetics, formulate compounds and prescriptions to their profile. This is a game changer. We went over my options, chose that non-invasive laser treatment, which will help increase the thickness and health of my hair. Excited to see those results. Dr. Beckenstein, for 20 years, women and men have turned to him for a range of cosmetic and reconstructive procedures. Call Dr. B today, 205-319-0316. That's 205-319-0316. And make sure you tell Dr. Beckenstein The Next Round sent you.
All right, Mike Griffin with some interesting reads at Dog Nation. If you want to go check out Mike's story today, he's interviewing Jeremy Pruitt.
He's on the media tour. I saw he did an interview, I think, with our guy, Jake Crane.
Yeah.
So I guess Jeremy's just going to talk a little bit now.
Yeah, it's a chance to get out there and try to start reinventing himself. And he thinks Georgia is really well prepared not to have a fall off after the national championship because of the way they've been recruiting. Something we will talk about tomorrow when we unveil our 40 and 40, the entire ranking that you guys voted on tomorrow, and then we start counting them down the day after. Until next time, God bless you and God bless America. Enjoy your day.